Whistle and I'll Come to You may be the title of a famous ghost story by British author M.R. James, but usually whistling is a cheerful sound and catchy, as Michael Stein tells us in today's Bird Note.
Some of the most familiar and easy to remember bird songs are those that sound like they could have been whistled by a human. Their quality and simplicity remind us of the sounds that we can make, even with our modest human whistling apparatus. The olive-sided flycatcher has one of the most distinctive and catchy songs on the continent. And many birders learn early on to pick out its sharply inflected three-note song and to imitate it. The eastern peewee has a catchy tune, too. Pretty much whistling out its name, peewee. A bit harder to imitate, though. But it's not only little songbirds that whistle. This nighttime whistler's a northern saw-whet owl. We like to think that owls only hoot, but these sound a lot like human whistles and are easy to copy. Finally, here's a bird that whistles its heart out. These shrill notes belong to a little seabird, the pigeon guillemot. Cousin to the puffins, whistling over the waves along the Pacific coast. I'm Michael Stein.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
And if you like, you can whistle on over to our website for some pictures.